Alexa.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our podcast, Tellers of the Untold. This is Cecily speaking.
Hey, everybody. And I'm Vanessa. And today we have a special episode for us because this is Mother's Day today. That's airing today. And happy Mother's Day, Cecily.
Happy Mother's Day, Vanessa.
And happy Mother's Day to all you guys out there. Not just the mothers, but those that take care of the kids as well, because that you guys are just as important. And kids, you guys want to say happy Mother's Day to everybody?
Happy Mother's Day to you guys. Love you.
Yeah, I love you. My name is Maisie.
Can you say happy Mother's Day?
My name is Saya. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day.
Okay, so cute.
So cute.
I love you guys. Bye.
Yeah, me too. Bye.
Okay, so in honor of Mother's Day, Cecily, tell us a little bit about your mother.
Yes, my mom is born and raised Kentuckian. She has two other siblings. She's the oldest. She's lived in Kentucky her whole life. And
what does she do?
Oh, she's a caretaker. She's a caretaker.
That's important.
Yes.
That's a really good job.
It is a great job. And she loves it. She loves taking care of people. So it's like the perfect job for her.
And you're fortunate enough to still have your grandmother alive.
Oh, my gosh. I am. I am so fortunate to have my grandma.
Hey, Mommy.
Like, she's dealing with some health issues, some dementia. And my mom takes care of her. But, you know, it's still such a blessing that she's here, despite, you know, what's happening with her memory.
Well, great. I cannot wait to meet her. And soon we're going to have an interview with Cecily's mom for another episode. And we were fortunate enough, though, to Skype in with my mother in Ohio with a little bit of interview. So we're just going to play a few little clips from our interview. And here you go.
So, Mom, welcome. Can you let everybody know your name?
Okay. My name is Verna Page.
Hello, Verna Page.
And I'm here from Columbus, Ohio.
Yep, and we are, like I said, we're here in Columbus. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Can you tell everybody how old you are?
I am 85 years old.
Tell us a little bit about your mom and your grandmother.
My mother, was named Rebecca, and my grandmother, Minnie. And my grandmother is the one that actually raised me.
Can you tell us what they did for a living?
Well, my grandmother, as far as I know, she just did part-time work sometimes with helping people in the homes. And maybe sometimes she would go and... I know you've heard of in the South, they pick cotton sometimes. She would do things like that. My mother, she worked for a doctor. And she raised seven children. I was in the third grade. And, I said third grade. I meant, was it first grade? Third grade?
Third grade,
yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was in the third grade, and one day I was in class, and the teacher recognized the fact that I was very, very hot. And so she was concerned, and she got in touch with the principal. And he noticed, too, that I was unusually hot. So they decided that I need my parent to come and get me to see, you know, what the problem was. I did go to the doctor, and they examined me and found out that I had meningitis, put me in the hospital. And, of course, I stay there almost, you know, I guess I stayed in the hospital almost a year. I hadn't mentioned that before, but it was around 6 or 7 or 8 months or something like that. But while I was there, I was in a coma for a month. And after coming out of the coma, I had lost my vision. And then they decided then that they had to make some arrangements just to find out what to do with me next. So I did, with the help that found a school. And what I didn't tell, though, that when I came out of the coma and everything, I missed telling that they found that I had lost my sight. And then I had to decide then to attend another school. And that school was a boarding school in Nashville, Tennessee. And I guess that's enough at this time.
Oh, so a boarding school in Nashville?
Yes.
Oh, wow. So the care you received there. So what, were you by yourself or like how? Okay, you're from Memphis, and then you were the boarding school was in Nashville, Tennessee?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay, so what's the distance there? Do you know the distance between the two cities, Vanessa?
Well, I know what they said it was back then. It was 227 miles.
You knew the exact. But you used to take the train from Memphis to Nashville, correct?
I used to take the train, yes.
So, yeah, she was away from her mother and her family during that time at that age, because they, at that time, the people that were visually impaired, they didn't know what to do with. So they took them to boarding schools.
Oh, gosh. So that's kind of very lonely to be, you know, you were so young and having, you know, go to a totally different city. That's heartbreaking. And it was just, you know, you're just getting adjusted to this thing that happened in your life and then being sent away. Oh, my heart. I feel that's sad.
Yeah. Cause your son is almost that age too. If you can imagine that of when that happened.
Yeah.
What age is your son?
He's 8. He's 8.
Oh, Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I guess the main question is, because you did lose your sight and everything that was going on during that time with racism and segregation, you probably felt like you were colorblind, right? Where you didn't know the difference between a white person or a black person, or did you care at that point?
Oh, I don't think I cared. You know, something like that didn't matter with me.
And at the boarding school, did they teach you what was going on outside as far as like segregation and things going on in the news with the KKK?
I don't remember them discussing that with us.
And at the boarding school, was it like the white teachers or black teachers? Like what were the races of the people who worked with you guys?
Well, with the school that I was attending, they were all black teachers, but there was maybe one or two white, you know, that worked there in other capacities.
And then your transportation going back from Memphis to Nashville, you would primarily take the train, right?
Yes, they have a train between Nashville and Memphis.
And did they have the same problems with on the bus where you had to sit in the back of the train?
Oh, on the train. Well, I don't think it was the back, but see, at that time, I wasn't sure where, you know, whether it was the front or the back. They just walk in and give you a seat.
Yeah, Vanessa, that's an interesting question. Like, did the seats apply on the trains as well as the buses? Huh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I like that question.
That didn't apply.
That's what I'm not sure of, because they just help you to get on the train and give you a seat.
Yeah.
And I wasn't sure whether I was in the middle
or front or back.
Yeah. But I'm almost sure I wasn't on the front, the very front, because I know I had to walk a few steps to get my seat.
Yeah, because you, I mean, not being able to see, you don't know necessarily if you were in the front of the train, yeah, in the middle mm-hmm. or the back.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I guess, no, but no one ever said to you, oh, we have to be in the back, we have to go to the back.
No, they didn't ever say that on a train, no.
Well, I also wonder if they took any exception, the fact that you were visually impaired and Black versus just being Black.
You have your granddaughter with you, my niece. Can we include her in this conversation too?
Sure.
Sharmell, can you introduce yourself, please?
Yes. Hi, I am Sharmell. I am the granddaughter of Desi and Vernon Page.
And yeah, can you tell us a little bit about, or do you have any specific questions you would ask your own grandmother that you would want to know from generations to generations?
I would like to know, grandmother, what are some key essentials that could help someone that is 30 years old in my generation that can help me keep going along the way through this life? What is something, an advice you can give me that can just help me where I'm at in this life?
I need this advice too, Sharmell. Sharmell, I need it too. Give me some wisdom. I need some of that wisdom.
Well, I'm not sure that I can I'd be able to really give it you the advice, but one of the things is just keep strong and believe in the Holy One, and then try to keep your independence. And just don't give up, no matter what comes your way, because the Lord will help you through anything. So you just strive to be the best you can and leave the rest to Him.
I love that.
Yeah, that's great advice. So before we end up here, and thank you, Sharmell, for that question. Mom, how would the advice you just gave us, how was that used for you growing up? How was a God essential in your life?
Well, He was central because I wasn't able to be at home like a lot of you, the kids. I was away from home more than home. So it was like the boarding school and all that worked there are the ones that helped to bring me up. And during my illness, of course, that was a tough time for my parents. And the choices I had to make there. And sometimes I don't know how I made it because I was young and I was dependent on them, and yet they weren't there all the time because I had to be away in boarding school.
You're a brave woman. Because like that's a story to just, you know, you're such a young child and being sent off, and you know, like you had your eyesight at one point in your life and then to not have it anymore. Like your story is a powerful one, and you have this beautiful daughter who is like, she's, you know, she's this beautiful person because of you and her father. And I am so thankful for her.
Well, I am thankful for her too.
Yeah, she's a...
Yes, I'm so thankful.
Mother's Day. I do want to say a Mother's Day that you were the most amazing mom and that I learned everything from you, especially knowing God.
That's the most important. Well, thank you, because that is the most important thing, is knowing God.
Amen.
Okay, well, we're going to conclude our interview with you. Thank you so much, Mom. And thank you, Sharmell, for being a part of our podcast.
Thank you.
And listeners,
thank you so much.
Okay. And listeners, please subscribe to our podcast to hear other amazing interviews, and also go to our website at www.tellersuntold.com. Thank you.
Bye.
Listen to us.